Blog Talk Radio.
Keep on asking, will we regain our
purposes or interfere. So who shall I fear if my anchor is secure? Learning to consider it pure joy when I'm facing tribulations, praising God instead of complaining and getting overtaken with bitterness. Looking at the pages of the book of James and seeing the ways that God works through the trials to make us more mature in our faith. It reminds me how desperate I am in this desert land, thirsty for your mercy and plan while you give me the strength to stand. You're my greatest pleasure, yeah, no matter the weather I face, Lord, you never forsake my fragile.
Thank you. expecting some callers tonight. Let me see if the first one is the caller. Let's see. Hello, who do I have here tonight?
Hi, I'm Mr. Gill.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Gill. Okay. Hello. Who do I have here tonight?
Hello, coffee maker.
Okay. That's enough of that. Okay. I was expecting actual callers, okay? Okay, real callers, okay? And not fake callers, okay? Okay, let's see who we got here. Okay, let's see who we got here.
Goodbye.
Okay, they were all jokers, okay? Okay, so, no, I'm not going to keep on taking them. I'm expecting Denitra Thomas and Pastor Wanda to call in tonight, but evidently...
We know Pastor Wanda's number, so...
Yeah, well, I didn't know she was trying to call from a different number, okay? Okay, because she says she's been having problems with her phone. Okay. Well, anyway, well, it's time to go and get into the message. Okay, so here we go. Tonight's devotional is called The Glory of God and Man. Okay? So we have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse of the fullness of desire for all those who would believe in him as we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer. This week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. As John chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. As disciples of Jesus were being fashioned in the likeness, we might be reflections of his glory. Jesus prays in John. Okay? The glory that you may have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I and them, and you and me, that may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you love me. Father, I desire they also whom they have given me may be with me where I am and to see my glory that have given me because you love me before the foundation of the world. Through the power of Christ's death, we are now filled with his very spirit who is working constantly to fashion us into Christians or Messianics in this truest sense of the word. Okay, to be a Christian or Messianic is literally to be a little Christ. Okay, we are meant to be marked by similarity to the one who served and loved. Okay? Our lives are to be filled with his love, our minds are to be transformed by his words, and our hearts are to be devoted to serving him alone. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." Through the death of Jesus, we can come before God in an unveiled face. Jesus came to declare the truth about who our Father is and clear the path to restore intimacy between humanity and our Creator. As we devote our lives to seeking the face of our Heavenly Father, we will naturally become like Him. So God's desire is that we would live with the same freedom, intimacy, and power, authority, and good works as Jesus. Amen? He sent his son to die that we might be clothed from the inside out with Christ himself, therefore, thereby affording us a new life, nature, and identity. You are not the person you were before salvation. You were filled with the Spirit of God. You were filled with the very glory of God, the image of Christ engraved upon your heart. Amen? And while this concept of becoming like Christ often sounds heady and theological, it couldn't be a greater practical importance. It couldn't be more vital for us to believe and pursue the life given to us by the grace of God, being transformed into the image of Jesus has powerful and practical implications for you and me. When you spend time with the Father, He desires to love you, okay, with the love He has shown Christ, a tangible and transformational love. He longs to set you free from the bonds of worldliness and sin. He longs to empower you and lead you to a life of purpose, miracles, and good works filled with the love of God Himself. And He longs to lead you to the destiny laid before you since the foundation of the world. So take time to seek His face of God today. Come before Him with an unveiled face and allow Him to reveal to you the imprint of Christ upon your heart. Allow the Spirit to show you the purpose for which you were created. And receive the love of God that has the power to transform you into the very image of Jesus Christ, your Lord and example. So firstly, meditate on God's glory given to you in salvation. Reflect on the importance and the availability of living like Christ. Okay, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from the one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is in the Spirit. So secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh. Ask Him to engrave upon your heart the love and image of Christ in new ways. Ask Him to guide you into a direct encounter with Jesus that you might know Him personally. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So thirdly, spend time allowing God to transform you, love you, and set you free. Ask Him what is in your life isn't like Jesus. As He reveals sin in your life, confess it and turn to Jesus as your model. Seek out a life like His today. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in His steps. You see, the death of Christ has more powerful implications than you or I will ever know. This side of heaven, God has truly paved the way for us to live a life of incredible abundance. He offers a life greater than we will find in anything out of the world. May you pursue all the wealth and relationships available to you by the blood of Jesus. May you be transformed in the reflection on the earth, and many others come to know Him by the depth of His love in you. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Again, to bring this devotional more into life. Amen. All right. Well, I got Joseph Gibson here. Hello, Joseph Gibson. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, my friend, my good friend? How you doing? I just wanted to say I support your program, and I was listening, and you tried taking live callers, and they just started hitting your show with nonsense like they do my show. I mean, you know, we have something very special here where we're able to broadcast via the internet worldwide here on Blog Talk Radio, and we get these people that have nothing else better to do but to disrupt a message that you're trying to bring, and shame on them, and they should be ashamed of themselves for doing that. And I know, you know what I mean? And I was attacked for having you on my show, and you're this and that. You're gay, and pastor this and this. Kent is this, and, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, Joseph, I know how you feel about gay people. And to tell you, okay, I am a gay pastor, okay? Okay, but I do not judge anybody whatsoever. Okay, everybody is welcome here at this broadcast. Okay, I don't care who you are. You may be black or white. Okay, female, male. Okay, lesbian, transgender. I don't care. If you're here to learn about God, okay, is all that matters. Okay,
Well, someone just sent me a private message, told you so, dummy. Look, every Baptist church that is rightly dividing church welcomes any gay individual into their church. I say win them over to Christ. You know,
that's right.
Look,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's like this. You know, Jesus came for the sinner. He didn't come for the righteous. And he said, love the sinner, but hate the sin. So, I mean, yes, okay, being gay may be considered to be a sin. But I don't really think it's that important, okay? If you believe in God, no matter who you are, okay, you have that right, okay, you know, and
God gives us free will to make our own choices. Now, it's not my right to judge you as a man or a woman here upon earth. All I can do is preach the gospel, and if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that He shed His blood for you, then therefore you're saved no matter what. And if you go to prison
right.
for the rest of your life for killing somebody, or if you or if you're gay, or if you're whatever, you know, you're still going to be in the kingdom. I mean, you're going to have to answer to the Lord. And we'll all find
right.
out when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You know,
that's
but
right.
what is so awesome is that we don't have to stand before the white throne judgment of God as our Lord and Savior. So therefore, He's our lawyer. He'll be our lawyer.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. He talks on your behalf, okay? Yes, I know. I mean, I read Revelation
No. And someone posted in the chat room, Joe thinks Ken will go to hell. No, I cannot make that decision whether or not someone goes to heaven or hell. That there is an abomination in itself. So I cannot make that judgment. Only God can. All I can do is preach the gospel and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the end, you know, you're going to stand before God. And that's the beauty of God sending His Son to this earth, you know, and sacrificing His Son. Now, you know, whether or not one believes in the Lord Jesus Christ truly within their heart, I do not know what is in a man's heart or a woman's heart. I cannot judge that. But all I could do is go by the gospel, go by the King James Bible, and try to win souls to Christ.
That's all I can do. Yeah.
Preach the gospel
and,
unto all the nations. That is the only,
right.
the most important commandment that Jesus gave.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mark 16:15. Yeah. Okay. You know, go out and preach the gospel to all the creation of the earth. Okay? And that's all I'm trying to do. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do.
And like you said in the beginning, you know, look, I may disagree with a homosexual or a gay person's lifestyle, but I am not here as a man to condemn you. I cannot condemn you to hell or heaven. All I can do is preach the gospel. Like
right.
the Lord commanded.
Right, right. That's right. That's all we can do as human beings. I mean, the only one that's going to judge us, okay, is our Creator. Okay?
That's right.
And we
will stand before the Lord one day, and guess what? If you're wrong, brother, if you're wrong, guess what? Like we just talked about, Jesus is your mediator. And look, I sinned in my life, so tell me something. Is a gay person less worthy as someone who steals or someone who commits murder? No, all sins are equal. Look, the wages of sin is death. We all die. Wages of sin is death, as simple as that. And when we stand before the Lord, it's very simple. Let me just take 1 minute here to explain this. You're in a courtroom. You have a judge, you know, and you have a lawyer and a prosecutor. And our lawyer is the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And he
right.
is also the jury, according to the Bible. Because if you accept
right.
him according to, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And only way to the Father is through me. So therefore, he is the jury. So when the Lord says, you did this, you did that, you did that, and now we'll get into the crowns of glory and rightly divide the word and what crowns you'll earn in heaven. You know, but if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you are hereby saved no matter what you have done in your life.
Right.
Simple as that.
Right. That's right. You know, I mean, like I said, I'm not the only gay pastor out there. There's many metropolitan churches across the United States, okay? And metropolitan churches, okay, are gay churches, and they have either a lesbian or they have a gay man as a pastor, okay? And, you know, you know, and I believe that, you know, we all can't be wrong, okay? Because, you know, I mean, if we're all wrong, well, then we're going to pay, okay? But, you know, I just don't think that God is going to look at my sin worse than somebody that murdered, okay, or somebody that steals, or somebody that lies constantly, or someone that does this or that.
The only sin that is unforgiven is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
That's it. That's what, you know what? And that's the only sin, blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. That's it. And if you go to Matthew, I'm getting my Bible out right now. I'm not a computer. I can't read verse for verse, but, you know, I'm doing and that's, you know, but blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is the only unforgiven sin. So therefore, and what that means basically is through my theology lessons and courses is simple as this. If you don't believe in the Son, if you don't believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and the Trinity and Godhead, that's blasphemy of the Holy Ghost and the Trinity. So therefore, you're not going to be in heaven. Simple as that. And look, whether you believe in heaven or hell, that's up to you because God gives us free will. But look, just imagine if this pastor here tonight is right and I'm right and you're wrong. Are you really willing to take that chance after you die? Because we're all going to die. Does anyone want to argue that in the chat room? Because none of us are going to live forever. That's a fact. In the flesh, that is, in the flesh. So therefore, you know, so if you don't believe in the Lord, look, your body grows to be 70, 60, 50, 80, 90, or 120, whatever the hell they live nowadays. Simple as this, we're all going to die. But what happens to our conscience and our soul when we die? You know,
right.
And that's the most important question that we all need to answer. And I believe the King James Bible answers that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's simple as that. And Longfeather, Johnny out there, and Mad Mark was there in the chat room, and all these other people in the chat room, blah, blah, blah. You know, look, and you got some other one, God Loves Homos or whatever. I don't know. That's probably a fake profile name, probably trying to mock the show. But, you know, I get attacked constantly on my radio platform. And I, you know, and look, we got a very important thing happening in the country of Israel, the elections going on.
Yeah.
And look, folks, a lot of people don't understand the New World Order, and that's what my show is about. Not to promote my show, but you give me permission to do that because you support my show
ahead.
And I support yours.
Go ahead.
You know,
We
need to understand the New World Order that's coming about, and we see it happening right before our very eyes. We see it happening, man.
The end times is here, okay? Okay? Don't be fooled, people, okay? And think, you know, and think that we're not in the end times. We are in the end times, okay?
Yeah.
It's just, we just don't know when, okay, Jesus is going to come and appear in the sky like
we don't know the hour. We don't know the hour, but we could tell by the season. And just like you said, we're in the end times. We're in the season of the end times. I mean, for goodness sake, look at all the anti-Israel stuff out there. Look at the Capitol being recognized by Donald Trump, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
You know, and look, this is very simple. I'm going to explain this real quick because I don't want to take away from your program. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to explain this very clearly, okay? In the end times, look, the Red Army, Moscow, which is discussed in the Bible in Ezekiel, all right, which is Moscow, okay, if you translate it to English, the Red Army will invade from the north, and the Antichrist will invade Israel, okay, because all nations will rise up in the end times against the country of Israel. And
right.
We see that happening. And the only thing that's standing in the way of the destruction of Israel is God and America. And we see America being more divided than any other time in history other than the Civil War. And what's going to happen is the man of peace is going to show up. He's going to deceive everybody. Okay, and then we're going to enter into the 7-year tribulation, and I don't know what type of dispensation you believe in, sir. We never got into that pre-trib, whatever. I believe that we will be here for the first half of the tribulation, and even the very elect will be deceived, and then the false prophet will rise up from the Roman Empire, because the Roman Empire will rise again, and then after the 3.5-year peace treaty, as in the book of Daniel, 77th week, the false prophet and him, the Antichrist will declare himself God, and then you're going to see a wrath on earth that you've never seen before, But and then I believe during the, and look, Paul said, and this is why I don't believe in these pre-trib people. Paul said, rejoice in your tribulation. So I don't believe we'll be raptured out of here before the tribulation. I believe that we will. In my opinion and through my studies, I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying I believe from what the Bible says.
I think we're going to be here for a part of it, too. I think so. And I think it's when Jesus is coming through the sky is when everybody will be raptured. Okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay? And it won't be until that time. Okay?
Well, somebody's saying, I think this guy is Joe. I think he's mean. Well, you can think whatever you want. That God gives you free will to think whatever you want. But what do you know? What do you know? Do you know me personally? Do you know me? You see, that's the problem. We all think too much. We're all thinking too much, and we think what we think and what we think we may know, which is not absolutely the truth. And that's the deception we live in today. And that's why my show is called Understanding the Times in Which You Live In. And look, I try to expose a new world order. I try to expose the criminal corporation, the politicians. You've listened to my radio program. I've been by the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. I call the Chicago police on Sunday night. Look in the mirror, folks, and you'll see what the hell is going on in our country today. We are so divided.
It's like when you try to get some answers and you're being polite, okay? And just when you call up that Chicago dispatcher,
you heard her, right? You heard her that night.
Yeah.
How rude she was.
That was uncalled for. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She could have.
And by the way, just for an update on your show, and I called the police union also. Live on my podcast, you were listening. They never called me like they said they would, because every man's a liar, They never called me, and I gave my personal phone number out right there live on the air, and I told them, and they never called me back, and they won't. They won't either. So all I'm trying to say is that I appreciate your podcast, and I did take a lot of attacks for bringing you on to my radio podcast, but you know what?
I know.
And then you get the people in the chat room that want to attack you and everything. And look, guys, knock it off. Let's use Blog Talk Radio to come together as one. Together we stand, divided we fall. We all know that cliche. Let's come together.
Unity is a picture that we should all embrace. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Everybody wants to be in themselves.
I never said I hate gays. I never said I hate gays. And if you were listening, God loves homos. I said I hate the sin. And God's Rainbow Ministry said, hey, look, I respect his opinion and everything. And that's why he and I agree to disagree. But we need to support each other, and we do believe in the most important thing, which is the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is very important.
Yes, that's true, because we have to love. Okay, it's Romans 13:10 states. Okay, love thy neighbor and do no harm. For love is to love is to fulfill the law. Okay, so we're supposed to love one another. Okay, we're not supposed to bicker and fight. Okay, and hate each other. Okay, that's not what God intended.
No, that's not what Jesus preached also. But also, you know, a lot of people don't know how to rightly divide the Bible. They need to understand that the book of Matthew was written for the Jew until Matthew chapter 24. Because
right.
If the Jew would have accepted Lord Jesus Christ, we would have entered into tribulation right away. You see, the Bible, the King James Bible, is so very interesting, and it gives you a blueprint of history. Look, it's historical, doctrinal, and inspirational. And if you,
right.
you know, and those are the three applications you always must apply before reading the King James Bible, 1611, which is the seventh translation. And we can go over the seven translations maybe one day on your radio program. We can go to Aramaic, Hebrew, Coverdale, Tyndale, Greek, you know, Aramaic. We can go over all these translations, and, you know, and they all coincide with the oldest manuscripts that are alive before our right before our very eyes here today, which are the Greek Textus Receptus manuscripts dating back over 2,000 years ago. So,
and also you got documents that are written in Sanskrit, another old English, another old language. Okay, that's not really spoken anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And someone said, well, first of all, God is not Jehovah. I don't know what people stand for here on the show. Joseph Smith, I studied cults and religions and everything. Joseph Smith, Jehovah, you know, Jehovah Witnesses. We can get into that also, you know, and the ideology of Jehovah Witnesses I get and I understand, but they're not rightly dividing the word. When you die, you don't lay in your grave and sleep. Your soul is taken up to heaven. You know, unless you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're going to be waiting. Because, look, you look at the rapture and you understand the rapture, whatever dispensation you believe in, you know, first the dead in Christ will rise first. And then, you know, and there's so much to talk about here. You can't give 10 years of theological studies on a one-hour program. It's very difficult to do.
You can't do it.
You know?
As much as you try, you can't do it. I mean, that's for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
But as far as you being attacked, I know I was attacked. I know I was attacked brutally for having you on my radio podcast. Many people, and even when I went into other podcast shows, they attacked you. And all they were concerned about is the homosexuality. And instead of looking at themselves in the mirror and realizing their own sin and listening to the message and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, they can't. You know, the devil's children are insane. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's why I say there's really – I mean, everybody's out for themselves instead of being in unity. Okay.
Lovers of themselves. That's right. You know.
Yeah. You know. I mean,
how did these people? And just real quick, how did these people 2,000 years ago know that men would be lovers of themselves and women and boastful of themselves instead of recognizing the truth and rightly dividing the truth as a workman approved unto God? How did they know this 2,000 years ago? How did they know the things that would happen? How would they know that the two prophets that will be that were foretold in Isaiah and Daniel that will preach the gospel in the end times during the tribulation will be slaughtered in Israel for the whole world to see? Now, how could someone know that 2,000 years ago? How would they have known that we would have internet and be able to watch live events all the way across the world live? How would they know this? It's common sense, man. You know, I mean, for goodness sake, you know, and the two prophets were Jesus and Muhammad. That's not true. Muhammad was never foretold. Muhammad is a false prophet. There's no such thing. You know, tell me where Muhammad was foretold in the Old Testament. You know, tell me where Muhammad was foretold. He was not.
The only place you can go there is when you look at the son of Ishmael. You look at Abraham's son Ishmael,
the birthright of Isaac and Ishmael.
Yes, he's going to be a father of many nations. And
yes.
You know, and Hagar, okay, was a slave, okay, and she was,
yep.
So probably, you know, Sumerian or Syrian or one of those countries that were still there back in those days, okay,
yep.
And you know, and it, because of that, okay, is where you get Muhammad, but it doesn't say Muhammad specifically. It just simply says that Abraham would be the father of many nations. Okay.
Well, we all know the descent. Look, Japheth will go and dwell in the tents of Shem. That's the European people going and conquering the North Americas and South Americas. You know, Ham. You go into the descent of Ham. Ham are obviously the dark-skinned people. Shem, obviously, is the Oriental people. Japheth is the European people. All you got to do is read your Bible and rightly divide it and understand the history. And you know I bring on someone from the Ethiopian Empire, and Ethiopia
yeah.
actually was mainly part of Israel, you know?
Yeah.
What is the problem with Ethiopia and the whole continent of Africa? Wrong God. That's why they're starving themselves to death. You know,
yeah.
Wrong God. You know, look at China. Look at Shem, the people of Shem. Wrong God. Buddha,
right.
Hinduism. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, it's a wrong God. Why is America blessed? Because we blessed the country of Abraham, Israel. You know, and every country that has gone against Israel has been destroyed. Look at history. England went against the Jew, abandoned the Jew. Great Britain
yeah.
was the British Empire was the most powerful empire at one time. The Roman
right.
Empire, you know, I mean, just look, all you got to do is do your history and then look back at Israel and say, wow, you're right. Look at the
yeah.
six-day war, in 1967. All
yeah.
these countries, look at testimony from the soldiers, of these Muslim soldiers even, that attacked
yeah.
Israel in 1967. And they would give testimony, not one Israeli soldier was killed, you know,
right.
and the war ended. Isn't that interesting? On the
yeah.
seventh day, just like how God created the earth in 7 days?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right. You shall rest on the seventh day. So it ended
yeah.
on the seventh day. Okay?
Yeah. Isn't
I mean,
that amazing?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's not thousands of years ago. Men didn't write that. We can go back and look that up. You know, I know I have people sending me video chats right now. I can't. I'm on a desktop right now. So, you know, but I don't like doing video chats anyway because all the hackers out there, you know, like I said, anyone who wants to contact me, you know, I give that information out all the time. And I do a blog
right.
talk radio show. But not to take away from your program, I appreciate you giving me a voice on your podcast. I really do. And listen, one last message to the people out there and the haters. There are 10,000 200 and something odd blog talk shows out there. Imagine even if us as one individual united, that would be 10,000 plus voices. Think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I found
a new godly show, okay, called The Lord's Hour. And I was listening to it before I came on to do my program. And it's a 3-hour
yep.
show. Okay.
Yeah.
And before you did, I was
listening to a couple blog talk radio shows. That's what I do, you know.
And, yeah.
and you do also. Obviously, you're a very well researcher, and you're still learning. Look, we're all babies in Christ, you know,
right.
and we're all still learning. And that's waking people up is the most important message. That's why I love your show. You're trying to wake people up and understand the truth, you know,
yeah.
and bring them to the Lord. It doesn't matter
yeah.
about your sin.
All I
want to
do
you know,
is
I'm a sinner.
Lord.
Yeah,
all I want.
I'm a sinner too. You know, I'm a sinner. I wake up every day. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. Simple
sinners.
As that.
Okay, we
you know?
Can't help. Okay, we're human. Okay, okay.
One person's telling me they're saying, "Tell me you love me or you're a fake." No, I love everyone out there. I don't have no hate or animosity in my heart against anyone. You know, simple as that, for whatever lifestyle or whatever you may do in your life. I say win everyone to Christ at first, and then we'll go from there. You know, and you know what I mean? And that's what we have to do.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's for sure. Hallelujah. Okay, is win souls. And that's, like I said, that's what this program is all about, is trying to win souls. So without further ado, I'm going to do the altar call now, okay? And then I'm going to bring Tony F. in, and he's going to do the Bible reading. So sit back and listen, Joseph.
I will. You go ahead and mute me if you want. I'll be listening. Appreciate it, brother.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All righty. That was Joseph Gibson. Okay. And he has a show. I was hoping he'd have a show tonight. Okay, but he didn't. Okay. I was looking forward to it. But hopefully he's going to have. Hold on, let me bring him back on real quick. Joseph, when's your next show?
Well, I'm hoping for Friday at 7 or 8 p.m., but, you know, you can follow me on Facebook. All you got to do is Google my name, Joseph Gibson, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today, or go to blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. That's the real me, you know, and follow me there, and you'll know when my next show is. And God's Rainbow Ministries, he's been on my platform a couple times now. And we're uniting, and a lot of other blog talk shows are, and we're waking people up to the truth, and that's what's most important.
Amen. Amen. All righty there, Joseph. Okay, I'm gonna mute you, and I'm going to get into the altar call, okay? All righty. Well, if you're out there, and this brings me to the greatest question of all. Okay, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have a chance to do so in a moment. Okay? All right? And, you know, if you're out there and you're struggling, okay, and you're not knowing which way is up or down, you're dazed and confused, okay, maybe you're having a problem, okay, with work, or maybe you're having a problem with your relationship. Whatever it may be, you know, whether you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from addictions such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating, okay, whatever it is. You see, God can take it away, but in order for him to do so, okay, you've got to ask the Lord Jesus into your life, okay? He's the only one that can take all that stuff away and put happiness and joy in your heart and love in your heart, okay? And so the question is tonight, are you ready to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, please say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. You see, by faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me this precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord, and we want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. But you know, just saying that prayer alone is not going to do it. You got to do a little bit more. You got to put some work in. You got to read your Bible so you can be able to wield that sword of when temptation comes. Okay? You know the Bible. Okay, you have to pray for yourself and pray for others praying for others is the most important. Okay? Okay? You have to get baptized by water. Okay? And get baptized by the Holy Ghost. Okay? By fire. Okay? Okay? And then, you know, you need to find yourself a church home. Okay? Whether it be this platform or whether it be an actual physical location. Okay? But get in unity with others. Okay? And have worship with others. Okay? All right? Because that's what you need to do, okay, to walk that narrow road, okay, to be in the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Well, I'm going to bring on Tony now. He's going to do the Bible reading, okay? And it's from Exodus again, and we're going to continue on in Exodus until we're done.
All right. It seems like it's taking them a whole lot of time to get out of there. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me back. Thank you for joining me this evening. I have but one thing that I want to do, and that's share the Bible with you. If you don't have a chance to read it on your own, all you have to do is sit back, give me about 10 minutes of your time, and we're starting at the top and working our way through. So, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to it all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just as you shall make it. And they shall make an ark of archaea wood. 2.5 cubits shall it be its length, a cubit and a half its width, and a cubit and a half its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out you shall overlay it, and shall make me it on a molding of gold all around. You shall cast 4 rings out of gold for it, and put them in its 4 corners. 2 rings shall be on one side, and 2 rings on the other side. And you shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, and that ark may be carried by them. The poles shall be the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I will give to you. You will make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall it be its length, and 1.5 cubits be its width. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at one end and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it 1 piece with the mercy seat, and the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubs which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel. You shall also make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its width, and 1.5 cubits its weight. And you shall overlay it with pure gold and make a molding of gold all around. You shall make for it a frame of hand breadth all around, and you shall make a gold molding for the frame all around it. And you shall make for its 4 rings of gold, and put the rings on the 4 corners that are its 4 legs. The rings shall be close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, its pans, its pitchers, and its bowls for pouring. You shall make them of pure gold, and you shall set the sideboard on the table before me always. You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of hammered work. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs and flowers shall be of one piece. And six branches shall come out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other. These bowls shall be made like almond blossoms on one branch, with an ornamental knob and a flower, and three bowls made like almond blossoms on the other branch, with an ornamental knob and a flower, and so for the six branches that come out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, four bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, each with an ornamental knob and flower, and there shall be a knob under the first two branches of the same, a knob under the second two branches of the same, and a knob under the third two branches of the same, according that the six branches extend from the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches shall be of one piece. All of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold. You shall make seven lamps for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so that they give light in front of it. And its wick trimmers and their trays shall be made of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold, with all these utensils, and see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown to you on the mountain. Exodus 25. That was a whole lot of gold. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Things the Lord asked for, the things we give. Let me give you a word of worship from Psalms 21, 1 through 3. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. Shelah, for you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. I'm going to send you away tonight with Proverbs 7:4-5. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immortal woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. Yeah, you got to watch out for her. She'll get you every time. Well, I'm going to turn you back over to Ken. Thank you all for allowing me this time in your lives, this time in your evening. Till tomorrow night.
Amen. You read that with
passion.
Passion, yes. That's passion. Yeah, I know you guys don't like that in the chat, but, hey, when passion is read, okay, passion you have to acknowledge. Amen. All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to get into Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. All right. Okay. Well, let's get into a little bit of music here, okay, because we haven't played any music in quite some time. So let's, here we go, okay. Thank you.
let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Victory and faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I prayed down for the word of being here. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, the throne, no one's more than a chair. But after all redemption, yes, he did take the chair. Greater than the angels, and superior to air. This is Jesus, Jesus,
chapter 1, Mr. Taylor.
I'm leaning to the right.
Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former expect to be perfect, it's a fight you gotta forfeit. You belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapons, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself.
Prophetic word, and this goes out to all those out there who need this word, and you know who you are. The Bible says this: they receive the spirit of knowledge. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. Be willing to be a learner. Walking in my kingdom does not require you to check your intellect at the door. It is through experimental knowledge of who I disclose myself to be in the word that you will taste and see of my power in your life. Be teachable. Always be a learner, willing to acquire deeper, ever deeper understanding of who I am and what I'm doing in your life. Through knowledge gained through my word, all things that pertain to life and godliness will be imparted and come online in your life. This is what the mind of Christ is all about. Through my truth and through my word, You arm yourself with weapons of spiritual warfare that puts you over in life, where there is disdain for knowledge and unwillingness to learn of me, atrophies, defeat, failure, and death set in and take supremacy. To refuse to learn, to decline from sitting daily at my feet, you forsake your own mercy. So take my yoke upon you, I said so long ago, and learn of me. In so doing, you gain entrance to deeper understanding, greater intimacy, and the full inventory of heaven at your disposal to put you over in every circumstance. I say again, receive the spirit of knowledge. Amen. Well, it's getting that point of time, okay? Where Tony F. is going to give us a closing prayer.
When I was so comfortable. Wishing you all a good night. I want you all to sleep in peace, knowing that his love surrounds you as you go through tomorrow, you go through your day, working, whatever you have to do. Know that people, everybody here at God Rainbow Ministries loves you. Amen.
Amen.
And I also want to tell you and some of our listeners, the opinions you hear on this show are not the opinions of God Rainbow Ministries. We love everybody. We offer you a place to come to listen, a sanctuary from the haters. But everybody's got their opinions, and on every so often we're going to open our line to listeners that we don't agree with and you don't agree with, but their voices need to be heard. Their opinions need to be heard, so that you have an option and just different venues and mindsets to think about, if nothing else. Just listen to what these people have to say. Learn from it. Take from it a little bit. Throw the rest back. If you take it in and you don't find anything of interest, throw it all back. But at least give them a chance. That's all we're asking.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Tony, for that wonderful prayer and statement. Okay, it's so true. You know, we have to give everybody a chance. We do not judge here, okay? Okay? That's not what we're here for, okay? Our job here is to basically, okay, bring you to the Lord, okay? Amen. So I'm going to close this out with a song, okay? And don't forget, tomorrow night, same godly time, same godly channel. Okay, another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, be looking forward to seeing you all there. Listen on the link, listen in the chat room. God bless you all. I mean, have a blessed night until we meet again tomorrow night. Bye-bye, everybody.